talking about the fireplace, you know, the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Oh, you mean what they filled it in with?
What they call that open place on the floor in front of the fireplace? Rock or stone thing?
Oh, you mean like fire dogs or something like that? You mean?
That's what
you mean. Tongs or something?
No,
the fireplace is uh-huh. what you're talking about, if they filled it up with dirt and put brick on it. Mm-hmm. That's the fireplace.
What about...
And the mantle is over that. Uh-huh. They call it the mantle over the fireplace. But that what you're talking about there is the fireplace. Well, I don't know now. Don't ask me to explain that. I can't. But but that is what they come to.
Uh-huh.
They're filling in that. But they filled it in with dirt and put a brick over it to keep it from burning the floor.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever cook on the fireplace?
No, we never did. Not I remember. My mother always had some kind of an old cook stove, mm-hmm. an old iron cook stove. And I don't remember seeing her cook on the fireplace. I don't remember seeing anyone cook on the fireplace. They liked it.
You have to keep the fire from popping out onto the floor.
That's what you was talking about, Paul. Good.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Think of another name for that part on the floor down in front. It could, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, honey, but I don't know what you're trying to get at.
Call it?
Well, that's all I know.
They don't call it a fireplace. The fireplace is the part where they cook with stuff in.
Yeah, I know that. But
she's talking about out in front of the fireplace. That was the fireplace
to
out
keep
here on the
burning
floor.
Yeah. Dang, I know that, but that's all I know.
Well, say you have a hearth or
hearth. That's what you're trying to get at,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
What'd you call it?
Hearth.
Okay.
That's what they called it.
And
that's what I couldn't get. But that's what she's trying to get to. That. When them old timey words, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess people don't have fireplaces much anymore.
I'm not seeing it. I seen one. It's up in Harlem. There's a woman got one up there. But that's, I don't know, maybe it's not much. But that's what you wanted to know.
Say, if you were going to build a fire, the wood that you might use to start a fire with.
Well, we use just anything, but you want to know about the logs, don't you?
Well, yeah.
How they use the logs. Uh-huh. They'd fix them something just about like that. They'd cut the logs and cold them. And they'd have them fire irons sitting on one like that. Well, it made that, you know, fit in it. Then they put their paper or whatever they want to start it the fire with. Or sometimes they get them, the fat lighted splinters, they called it, put it under there and that would catch them logs of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would make it all cool in it, you know, and it'd just keep it burning like that.
Mm-hmm. You might take a real big piece of wood, so it's all you can do is carry it in and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and that big piece of wood would burn for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, that would have been the base of the wood. That's what they call that, the base of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
See, they'd set it back. Well, it would be to burn, too, but what I mean, you know, it'd be there, and then the other little logs would be before it. Be first and then it behind, and that would keep that fireplace good and warm the whole time. See,
did you ever hear that piece called a back log or back stick or chunk?
Well, I heard back chunks, but of the other I didn't. But we ain't called it a chunk of wood.
What is
a chunk of wood or something?
What does chunk mean?
Well, it means just a big old piece of wood and put mm-hmm. throw it in a fireplace and put it in a new stove or something.
And, you know, the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
Okay.
It's called it smut.
Okay. And the thing that you have to clean out of a fireplace.
Now,